风水是圣明正道。
Name Jesus Christ, the best testimony of His word.
我们请翻开约翰福音十九章。
Let's turn to the Gospel according to John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
我们读二十六跟二十七节。
Let's read verses 26 and 27. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
主耶稣在十字架上忍受极端的痛苦的时候，
When Jesus was undergoing his extreme sufferings on the cross,
他并没有忘记做人儿子的责任。
He did not forget his responsibility of being a son.
他仍然把奉养母亲的责任放在他的心中。
And he kept this matter of taking care of his mother in his heart.
所以他吩咐约翰代替他尽做儿子的本分，好好的来奉养孝敬他的母亲。
And so he told his disciple John to, on his behalf, take good care of his mother and to show his mother filial piety.
主耶稣的这一句话，看你的母亲，
this word used by Jesus, behold your mother,
实在是让我们深深的被主耶稣这一种的孝心来感动。
We are deeply moved by his filial piety being shown.
你看他要承担拯救千万灵魂的工作。
You see that he wanted to accomplish the work of saving the souls of the multitude.
但是他并没有忽略了孝敬母亲的工作。
But he did not neglect the work of being filial towards his mother.
他自己本身都已经是这么样的痛苦。
He already was in such great suffering,
但他并不因此可以不理会他的母亲。
But he did not, account of this, neglect his mother.
这样想起来，我们做人儿子的的确是很惭愧。
And when we think about this, we as sons or daughters, we indeed feel very regretful.
因此，我们做主耶稣的门徒，更应当来效法我们的主所留下给我们的榜样。
And we as disciples of the Lord Jesus should all the more emulate the example left of us by Jesus.
不管你做任何重大多么属灵的工作，但是奉养母亲孝敬母亲的工作不能够因此而免去的。
No matter how much work or how great the work you're doing in church, you must not neglect or put aside the work of taking care of your parents.
也不管你自己多么的烦多么的痛苦，你不能够因此而把你的母亲放在一边不理会她。
And it doesn't matter if you're very troubled or you're anxious, you cannotOn account of all this, put aside your mother.
你想主耶稣在十字架上的时候，
Think about Jesus when he was on the cross.
他仍然关心在地上的母亲。
He was concerned for his mother on earth.
他对他母亲说，
He said to his mother,
母亲，看你的儿子。
Woman, behold your son.
又对约翰说，
And he said to John,
看你的母亲。
Behold your mother.
他母亲明白他儿子的意思。
The mother understood what his son was trying to say.
他的门徒也明白他主人的意思。
And his disciples still understood the words of his master.
从此以后，这门徒就把他的母亲接到自己家里去了。
And from that hour, the disciples took her to his own home.
我们也是主耶稣的门徒。
We too are disciples of Jesus.
我们能够明白主耶稣的旨意吗？
Do we understand the will of the Lord Jesus?
孝敬父母是一件很重要的事情。
To be filial to our parents is a very important thing.
重要到什么地步呢？
And to what degree is this important?
重要到跟杀人跟奸淫相提并论的。
And it's to the same degree as to murder and to commit adultery.
同意吗？
Do you agree with it?
请看路加福音十八章。
We turn to Gospel according to Luke chapter 18.
路加福音十八章
Luke chapter 18
十八节读到二十节
verses 18 to 20 Luke 18 verses 18 to 20 Now a certain ruler asked him saying Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? So Jesus said to him Why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God You know the commandments Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witnessHonor your father and your mother.
我们都要问这个问题。
We all ask this question.
我们怎么样才可以承受永生？
What shall I do to inherit eternal life?
我们也知道主耶稣所给我们的回答。
And we too know the answer given by Jesus.
诫命你是晓得的。
You know the commandment.
不可奸淫。
Do not commit adultery.
不可杀人,
do not murder.
不可偷盗,
do not steal.
不可作假见证,
do not bear false witness.
当孝敬父母,
honor your father and your mother.
一般在我们的观念里面,
Normally in our concept,
我们认为犯奸淫杀人,
we think that only committing murders or committing adultery are very severe sins.
我们讲到最严重,
and when we talk about very serious things, we often refer to these two things.
那好像偷盗啦, 做假见证啦, 不孝敬父母啦,
and it seems as though that stealing or not or bearing false witness or not honoring your parents are not so serious.
因为我们知道如果把这个也列进去的话, 太多人犯这个罪了。
Because if we were to bring these three methods together on the same level as committing adultery or stealing or murdering, then many people would have committed the sin.
因为事实上不是很多人杀人,
because in actual fact, not many people in the world murder.
但是却是很多人作假见证或者不孝敬父母,
but there are many who bear false witness or do not honor the parents.
但是这些都是诫命里面的,
but all these are in the commandments.
主耶稣跟他相提并论,
and Jesus considers them at the same degree.
诫命你是晓得的,
you know the commandments.
不是不可奸淫, 不可杀人而已,
it does not only constitute of do not commit adultery or do not commit murder,
也包括不可偷盗, 不可作假见证, 也包括当孝敬父母,
and it also includes not steal, do not bear false witness, and honor your father and your mother.
所以主耶稣不止在诫命上吩咐了我们,
so Jesus did not only instruct us by using the commandments,
而且他自己本身也做了一个好榜样,
he himself set for us a very good example.
在他最痛苦的时候,
in the midst of his greatest suffering,
他仍然没有忘记他做儿子的本分,
he did not forget his responsibility as a son.
因此我们应当效法主耶稣,
hence we should emulate the example of Jesus,
好好地孝敬我们的父母,
to be filial towards our parents.
多两天就是母亲节了,
2 days later is Mother's Day.
母亲节的设立就是要提醒所有做儿女的, 应当要孝敬父母,
The setting up of Mother's Day is to remind all children to be to honor their parents.
难道人家不知道吗?
Is it that no one knows about this?
当然知道,
of course they do.
但是定下这个日子的目的,
but the purpose of setting this special day,
不只是要提醒, 还是要我们重申孝敬之心,
it's not only to remind us, but for us to renew our filial piety once again.
为什么这样说呢?
Why do we say this?
因为我们现代人的心太忙了,
because man's heart is too busy today,
也太复杂了,
and it's too complex.
尤其当我们跟母亲 有种种的事故发生以后,
especially when we have some things which happen between a mother and us,
我们对母亲的心就会改变,
our heart towards our mother will change,
会硬了,
it will harden,
或者会冷淡,
or it may grow cold.
因此借助这个母亲节,
hence through this Mother's Day,
来重申我们这一种感恩之心,
is to once again renew our hearts of thanksgiving towards our mother.
纵使我们的母亲有百般服侍, 纵使我们的母亲真的是做错了很多事情,
and even if our mother has done many wrong,
对不起你,
and has done wrong against you,
或者对你偏心,
or she has been partial towards you,
但是她生我们, 她养我们, 这个恩情是一个事实,
but this grace of she giving birth to us and nurturing us up is a fact,
是不能够抹杀的,
it's not something that we can hide.
所以我们应当尽我们的本分, 来报答他们这一种生养之恩,
and so we should fulfill our responsibility to repay this grace that she has given us.
尤其诫命讲得很清楚了,
especially when the commandments of faith,
当孝敬你的父母,
that you are to honor your father and mother.
父母不对, 那是他们另外一个问题,
Well, if your parents are wrong, that's another problem.
但是我们做儿女的, 有没有孝敬他们呢? 这是我们的问题,
but as children, have we honored our parents? That is our own problem.
我们不能够因为他们的不对, 因此不必孝敬父母,
we cannot not honor our parents because our parents have done something wrong.
我们也不能够因此抹杀掉他生我们, 他养我们, 这一些这么伟大的恩情的,
and then we cannot on account of this erase the fact that they have given birth to us and have nurtured us up.
所以我们要听主耶稣的话,
so we have to listen to the words of Jesus.
看你的母亲,
behold your mother.
要怎么看呢?
How are we to look at our mother?
我们一看母亲的时候, 就看到母亲的容貌,
When we behold our mother, we see her face.
那么你有什么感想呢?
When you see her face, how do you feel?
你越看, 越尊敬他，或者是越看越烦他。
When you look at a face, the more you look at it, do you honor her more, or the more you look at her, you find it very displeasing?
请看箴言23:22。
Proverbs 23:22。
箴言23:22。
Proverbs 23:22。Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise a mother when she is old.
这里讲得很清楚。
Just state very clearly.
你母亲老了，你也不可以藐视她。
Do not despise a mother when she is old.
当然，年轻的母亲容貌是漂亮跟嫩滑的。
Of course, a young mother has a beautiful face and a warm face.
年老的母亲已经白发苍苍。
And an elderly mother has already had white hair.
岁月和劳苦愁烦呢，已经在他们的脸上印上了许多的皱纹。
And on her face are etched the many wrinkles of a toil labor in her life.
可是你知道吗
？But you know,
他们的衰老造成我们的成长。
That her their weakness have actually caused us to grow.
每一条脸上的皱纹和白发，都在告诉我们母亲对我们的爱，对我们所付出的一切。
And every wrinkle, every white hair that she has.Tells us of her love that she has for us.
吴总理在上礼拜天在马林百列参加一项母亲节的活动时，他发表他的演讲。
And Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong in last week's Mother's Day celebrations in Marine Parade, he gave a speech.
他以一首歌词来说明母亲的爱。
And he used a song to depict the love of a mother.
他说：“世上只有妈妈好。”
He says that in the world, Mother is the best.
有妈的孩子像个宝。
And for the children with mothers, it's like a treasure.
投进妈妈的怀抱，幸福享不了。
And if they would lie in the bosom of a mother, they are indeed having great bliss.
没有妈妈的孩子去苦恼。
And those children without mothers are indeed full of despair.
没妈的孩子像根草。
And those children without mothers are like a blade of grass.
离开妈妈的怀抱。幸福哪里找啊？
And if they were to leave the bosom of the mother, where can they find happiness?
世上只有妈妈好。
And in the world, only the mother is the best.
有妈的孩子不知道。
Those children with mothers do not know this.
要是他知道，梦里也会笑。
And if they would know this, they would even smile in their dreams.
大家都很熟悉这一首歌的。
We are all very familiar with the song.
我们就算没有唱过，我们也听过。
We may have not have sung it before, but we will have surely heard it.
事实上，有哪一家的小儿女不爱他自己的妈妈呢？
In actual fact, is there no family in the world, is there no children in the world who love their mother?
你看这些小儿女黏住他的妈妈，你就知道他多么的爱他的妈妈了。
When you see how the child clings to the mother, you know how much the child loves the mother.
可是随着岁月的增长，我们从小女孩变成大女孩了。
From a young girl, we become an adult.
那我们对母爱的因素也改变了。
And the factors for our love for our mothers change itself.
你会发觉到我们不再唱妈妈好了。
You will find that we no longer sing that, oh, mother is the best.
最多我们把它放在心里面。
At the very most, you only put her in our heart.
尤其当我们个人的意见或者利益跟母亲起了冲突的时候。
Especially when there's a conflict between the views of our mother and us.
我们更不觉得妈妈是好的。
All the more at that time, you do not feel that mother is best.
一直等到当我们开始了解或者体会妈妈的劳苦和辛酸的时候
，until when we begin to experience and to understand the sufferings and the troubles that the mother has,
妈妈已经失去她青春时候的美丽和健壮了。
The mother has already lost her youthful beauty and strength.
那你有没有想过呢
？So have you thought about this before?
你妈妈也跟你一样的曾经年轻、曾经美丽过的。
Your mother was once like you, who was young and beautiful.
你大了，她老了。
You are old, you are older, but she has grown old.
你跑得很快，她却跑得很慢。
You run very fast, but she walks slowly.
她真的像你所说的落伍了，跟不上时代了。
She's like what you term her as being old-fashioned and not being up with the times.
你健壮了，但是她却衰老了。
You are strong, but she has become weak.
她从来没有想到要离开过你。
She has never thought about leaving you.
可是你却越来越想要离开她。
But you think about wanting to leave her.
那么等到真的有一天，她离开了你。
And one day when she truly leaves you,
而且是一去不回头的。
And when she leaves, and there's no point of return.
在那个时候，涌上你心头的是一种的内疚不安，还是一种的无愧于心呢？
At that time, will you feel very remorseful and full of regret, or will you feel at peace?
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
其实你不用觉得母亲很烦。
Actually, you do not think that your mother is very troublesome.
因为母亲不会永远跟着你的。
Because your mother will not be with you forever.
迟早也不会很久了，她就会离开你的。
And sometime in the future, and it may not be very long, she will leave you.
因此要趁着她还在的时候，应当好好的孝敬她。
Hence, you must seize the opportunity while she's still around to honor her.
不要等到你想要孝敬她的时候，她已经不在，
and you
就变成一种的遗憾呢。
And do not wait until the time when you want to honor her, that she's no longer around, and this becomes a regret for you.
所以如果妈妈让你失望，让你生气，
if your mother causes you to be disappointed,
你看到她就感觉到烦，感觉到气。
And when you look at her, you immediately feel your anger.
但是请你听耶稣的话。
But please listen to the words of Jesus.
看你的母亲。
Behold your mother.
看她脸上的面容。
Look at her face.
看她的衰老。
Look at her oldness.
看她的白发。
Look at her white hair.
看她的皱纹。
Look at her wrinkles.
看她那一种软弱的样子。
Look at her weakness.
如果你真的看清楚。
If you can see all this clearly.
她是为了谁来憔悴呢？
Who has she labored for?
她为了谁付出她的青春呢？
Who has she sacrificed her youth for?
你知道是为了谁的？
You will know who she has done it for.
如果你真的看清楚她的面容。
If you see clearly her face.
你的怒气会慢慢消失。
Your anger will gradually abate.
你会平静下来的。
You will quieten down.
你会好好看顾她。
You will take good care of her.
好，那第二方面就是要看母亲的生活。
And next point is that you have looked at the life of a mother.
母亲生活的好吗？
Is mother living a good life?
做母亲的，你们生活的好吗？
As mothers, are you leading a good life?
这不应该由我们传道人或者教会来问。
This question should not be asked by the preachers or the ministers in church.
这应该是由我们做儿女的来问。
And these are questions that children should pose to the mother.
当我们看我们的母亲，
when we look at our mother,
我们自己在思想，
and we think and ponder,
她生活的好吗？
Is she living a good life?
怎样才叫做生活的好呢？
What do you mean by living a good, leading a good life?
我认为生活的好有三个基本的需要。
I believe that to live a good life, there are three basic conditions.
第一个就是生活的需要。
First is the daily livelihood necessities.
母亲年纪已经老，没有能力再去工作赚钱了。
The mother is old and she doesn't have the strength to go and work to earn money.
所以她需要做儿女的来供养她生活一切的需要。
So she needs her children to provide for her daily needs.
这本来是理所当然的事情。
This is something which should be done.
你看乌鸦。他不懂得有反哺之心。
You know, look at the crows, they even know how to repay this kind of grace.
老乌鸦没有力量再去找食物了。
When the old crow has no strength to look for food.
但是你看到年轻的乌鸦去拿食物来喂养这个老乌鸦。
You can see that the old or the younger crows will look for food and bring this to the old crow.
乌鸦不是很多人喜欢它的。
And crows are not creatures which many people like.
但它却告诉我们它有反哺之心，可是你们人类呢？
But it tells us that it has this heart of remembering the parents, but what about us?
请看提摩太前书。
Look at First Timothy.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们读第四节。
Look at verse 4. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 4. But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents.For this is good and acceptable before God.
从保罗所讲的一句话，
From the words of Paul,
就让我们晓得当时的教会里面的确有一些人不会奉养他的母亲的。
This tells us that during the church in those times, there were some who indeed do not know how to provide for their parents.
尤其当时教会有一个慈善的活动。
Especially at that time when the church has this welfare activity,
就是救济那一些寡妇
that is provide for the widows.
他们有这样的能力，因为当时他们以为主耶稣很快就来， 所以大家都把所有的财产都奉献了。
They had this ability because at that time all of them thought that Jesus would come very quickly, so they sold all that they had and they gave all this money to the church.
所以那一些无依无靠的寡妇，那就真的需要由教会来救济他们了。
And so for those widows without anyone to take care of them, they really needed the church to provide them.
不过以后他们发觉到他们错了。
But later on, they realized that they were wrong.
耶稣没有这么快来。
Jesus will not come so quickly.
我们这种全家全部奉献吃大锅饭这一种的方式是不正确的。
And that this way of offering all that we have and to have a common meal is not right.
但是有一些无依无靠的寡妇已经救济了，当然必须继续的救济下去啊。
And but for those widows whom they have no one to depend upon, they have continued to provide for them.
尤其他们都把一切都奉献上来了。
Especially when they have given everything that they had.
那么在这个时候
，at this point of time，
就有一些人
，there were some people，
连他的妈妈烦，连他的妈妈左等。
They were grumbling that their mothers were being very troublesome.
他们就推给教会去救济啊。
And so they pushed them to the church for the church to provide them.
教会不是有爱心救济这些寡妇吗？我妈妈就是寡妇啊。
Isn't the church full of mercy to care the widows? Well, my mother is a widow.
所以保罗就责备他们。
So Paul rebuked them.
不错，你妈妈是寡妇。
It's true, your mother may be a widow.
可是她还有儿女。
But she still has children.
或者有孙子孙女。
Or even grandchildren.
那么她应该在家里给儿女们来孝敬他们，报答亲恩。
She should be at home for the children and grandchildren to show piety to them, to her.
这在神面前是可悦纳的。
And this is good and acceptable before God.
第八节他就讲得很严重啊。
And verse 8, became very serious.
人若不看顾亲疏，就是背了真道。
And if anyone does not provide for his own,he has denied the faith.
比不信的人还不好。
And it's worse than an unbeliever.
不看顾自己家里的人更是如此。
And especially for those of his household.
我们每一个人有自己的责任。
All of us have our own responsibility.
是父母把我们生下来养大。
It's our parents who gave birth to us and brought us up.
因此他们年老没有能力工作了。
Hence when they're old and they have no strength to work.
现在是我们做儿女的来奉养他们的时候。
Now it's time for children to take care of them.
我们不能够推给教会的。
We cannot push this to the church.
也不能够推给慈善机构的。
And we cannot push them to charitable organizations.
我们的教会并不是一个赚钱的慈善机构。
Our church is not a profit earning organization.
如果我们教会可以把我们的钱拿去投资，又赚了很多的钱，那当然我们有多余的钱可以救济穷苦的人，算得了什么呢？
If the church is able to have money and make investments and earn much more money, then they can use the surpluses to provide for this poor people. What is that then?
那我们教会就没有好像那李嘉诚那一些大富豪，一奉献一捐就是算亿算，那么那救济也无所谓。我不知道新加坡最有钱的是什么，我只是想到香港的我最大富翁啊哈。
And it's not that the church has very wealthy people whereby they can make very large amounts of offering.
如果有，我们也可以很容易的来救济做善事啊。
And if we have such people, then we can also very easily do such good work.
我们的信徒不是个个都很富足的。
Our believers are all not very wealthy.
我们奉这一些钱主要资助在传福音这一些的工作。
We offer a money for the sake of helping the work of preaching the gospel.
甚至很多慈善的工作，我们都让社会的慈善或者是福利部去做呢。
And there are many welfare things in the world that we allow the welfare organizations to take care of them.
因此我们做人儿女的
，So as children,
我们更应当尽我们自己的责任。
All the more we should fulfill our responsibility.
来看顾我们自己的亲属
，To take care of our own family members.
来帮助我们的亲人
，To help our family members.
就可以减轻教会的负担。
Then we can lighten the burdens on the church.
也可以表达我们的爱心。
And this also shows our love.
可是如果这一些孤儿寡妇得不到家里人的看顾
，But if this orphans and this widow cannot receive help from the family,
这些做父母的在那边怨天怨地。
And as parents, then they will be calling out to heaven and earth.
那些亲戚朋友听了以后
，And when the relatives hear this,
你儿子不是信耶稣的吗
？Oh, isn't your child a believer of Jesus?
你的媳妇不是在教会很热心的吗
？Isn't your daughter-in-law very fervent in church?
说他们还是讲道理的呢
？And I heard that they still speak sermon.
怎么可以不奉养你呢
？But why should they do not provide for you?
你看社会上有许多不奉养父母的儿女。
You see that in a society there are many children who do not take care of the parents.
他们要被告到法庭去。
And they have to be brought before the court.
要法官来宣布他，你每一个你固定要给多少钱。
And you need the judge to sentence them to provide every month a certain amount for the parents.
这本来是理所当然的事情。
Actually, these are things which everyone ought to do.
是我们的责任。
And these, it's our responsibility.
但是却要用法来规定，强迫他来奉养父母。
But they need the law to force them to provide for the parents.
是不是成了乌鸦的笑话呢？
Hasn't this become a joke to the crows?
因此我们做基督徒的，
Hence as Christians,
我们要让母亲生活得好。
We want to allow our mothers to lead a good life.
最基本的要给她生活一切的需要。
The very basic thing is to allow her to have her daily needs.
其实在我们还没有能力供养他们生活的需要的时候，
And when we do not yet have the ability to provide them for their daily needs,
他们母亲已经先供养了我们20多年。
Our mothers have already provided for us for 20 over years.
生活一切的需要。
They have provided for everything in our lives.
包括物质上跟精神上的。
This includes our material and mental health.
而且他们是欢欢喜喜地给的。
And they did all this very willingly.
有些还要绑紧裤头带来给呢。
And some have even tightened their trousers to give this to us.
他告诉孩子说，妈妈喜欢吃鱼骨头。
They tell the children that, oh, mother likes to eat the fish bone.
妈妈也喜欢吃鸡骨头。
And mother likes to eat the chicken bone.
这个笨孩子等到母亲节的时候，他把肉吃，妈妈喜欢吃鸡骨头的，叫鸡骨头给他吃。
And the foolish child will say, oh, mother likes to eat chicken bones, and during Mother's Day, we'll give this chicken bone to mother.
把肉通通分给自己的孩子，自己的老婆，妈妈喜欢吃鱼骨头跟鱼头拿给他。
And they will divide all the meat to their children, and then give the bones to the mother.
真的喜欢吃鸡骨头跟吃鱼骨吗？
Now she really likes to eat this bone.
只不过因为如果她也跟我们抢做事的时候，哪里有这么多来吃呢？
Because if she were to fight with us over this this fish, then there will not be so much for everyone to eat.
她都给我们吃好的。
She allows us to eat the best.
没有埋怨的。
She has not grumbled.
欢欢喜喜的。
And she did this willingly.
咬着鸡骨头看着我们吃鸡肉。
And she bites the chicken bones by looking at us eating the chicken meat.
那么今天，
today,
我们给他们，
we give them.
我们给他们什么呢？
What do we give them?
是不是给他们我们最好的？
Do we give them our best?
我们是不是要绑紧裤头带来给他们呢？
Do we tighten our belt to give it to them?
事实上在给的时候有许多的讨价还价。
And actual fact, when we give them, we actually have a lot of bargaining.
到最后给是给了，也给得很不快乐。
At the very end, we do give, but we do not do so very happily.
给了很计较。
And we give with a lot of
calculate.
We're very calculated in giving.
吴总理他也用了一个例子来说明这一点。
And Prime Minister Goh Chok Tong to make use of examples to speak about this.
他说有一个小男孩帮他的妈妈做家务。
He said that there was a young boy who helped her mother to do some household chores.
然后他就开一张单给他的妈妈。
And so he wrote out an invoice to the mother.
扫地1块钱。
Sweeping the floor, $1.
抹地2块钱。
Mopping the floor, $2.
收拾房间1块钱。
Cleaning up my room, $2.
洗衣2块钱。
Washing the clothes, $2.
总共6块钱。
All in all, $6.
跟他妈妈要钱。
And he wanted some money from the mother.
他妈妈看了笑一笑，对他说。
And when the mother looked at this, she smiled and said to the child,
孩子很便宜。
Oh, son, it's very cheap.
我也有账单给你啊。
I too have a receipt for you.
妈妈就写了。
So the mother started writing.
生病的时候，整夜坐在你的床前。
When you were sick, I stayed at your bedside the whole night long.
受伤的时候替你敷药。
When you were hurt, I put ointment on you.
临睡前讲故事给你听。
And I tell you bedtime stories.
起床的时候预备早餐。
And when you wake up, I prepare breakfast for you.
傍晚匆匆忙忙赶回家烧饭。
And I rush home in the evening to prepare the meal for you.
你们的脏衣服跟臭衣服。
And I wash your dirty clothes.
还有很多很多。
And there are many things.
通通免费。
All this ends up free of charge.
孩子看到这个账单。
And when a child looked at this,
他很受感动。
He was greatly moved.
他想的是对的。
He thought that this was right.
你看我们请一个班妹做这些工作，我们不要给她钱的。
Look, we engage a servant, and when we want her to do all the things, we have to pay her money.
妈妈就是做这一些班妹的工作。
And our mothers are doing such work.
通通都是免费的。
And all these are done free of charge.
所以他惭愧，他哭了，抱住他妈妈说：“对不起，我不应该这样的计较了。”
And so he felt very regretful and he cried and he hugged his mother and said, "I should not be so calculated."
我们有没有回想过去妈妈给了我们多少
？Have we ever recalled back how much our mother has given us?
我们现在所给的能够超过他们所给我们的吗
？What we give now can it exceed what we they have given us?
所以我们还要讨价还价。还要在那边这么这样的计较吗和埋怨吗
So should we bargain there and be so calculated over such things?
那第二个需要就是身体的需要。
Second thing is the need of the body.
母亲年老身体已经衰弱了。
The mother is old and her body is weak.
有些还有很多的病痛。
And some may have even many sicknesses.
她的确是需要我们的服侍的。
And they indeed need our support and help.
我们中国人有一句话说久病无孝子母亲如果病得很久啊服侍的人服侍到很累服侍到埋怨不能够好好的孝敬她了
And there's a Chinese saying which says that if the mother is sick for long periods of time those who are helping her and serving her will do so until they grumble and they are not so filial anymore
这的确是一个事实
This is indeed a fact.
但是我们能够因此而不照顾他们的身体吗
But can we, on account of this, then do not take care of their physical body?
事实上，在我们还没有照顾他们之前，母亲已经先照顾了我们二十多年了。
In actual fact, before we even
先不给我换尿片了哈、哦。你觉得很委屈的你吗？
Do you think that by helping her to change, this is something that do you think that it's a torture to help your mother to change?
但是我们还小的时候
But when we were young
母亲还不是一样这样的服侍我们吗
Haven't our mothers helped us and served us in this manner?
只不过我们那个时候小她现在是这么大
It is only but at that time you were very small but now she's so big
但是这么大又怎样她却是这么的衰弱
But what, so what if she's so big now because she is just so weak?
如果她能够动，还要你这样来服侍她吗
If she can move, does she want you to serve her in that manner?
她也有她的自尊了
She has her own self-respect.
但是她连动都不能够动了
But she cannot even move now.
如果不是我们供养她，要叫谁来供养她呢
And if we do not take care of her, who will you serve?
当然，今天我们有钱可以请人服侍她了
Of course, today we have money and we can engage, people to help her
但是钱的服侍用人的服侍跟做儿女的服侍是完全不一样的、
but having money and using others to serve her and serving her as a child is totally different
想想我们在做孩子的成长过程当中
and we think about us growing up as children
母亲的眼睛成为我们孩子的眼睛
the eyes of the mother has become the eyes of the children
母亲的手成为孩子的手
And the mother's hand has become the hands of the child.
母亲的脚成为孩子的脚。
And the leg of the mother has become the leg of the child.
不是吗
Isn't it so?
许许多多的母亲为她的儿子在看，为她的儿女在拿，为她的儿女做跑腿。
And many mothers who look on behalf of the child, who use the hands on behalf of the child and walk on behalf of the child.
她的儿女都有手有脚有眼睛啊。
The children have eyes, have hands, have legs.
但是他怕他们太过劳累
But they are afraid that they will be too tired.
怕他们有危险
And afraid that they will face danger.
就宁愿自己来去跑，宁愿自己去替他们拿
And so they are willing to run for them and to take things for them.
不信你看放学的时候，你看不是是孩子背着书包呢，还是他的妈妈或者他爸爸背书包
If you don't believe this, look at the school of when it finishes, who carries the bag? Is it the parents or the child?
那么现在他们身体老了
so, But now they are physically old
或者他们也有病了
Or they may be sick
他们有手不能够拿或者有脚不方便走了
They may have hands but they cannot hold things They may have feet but they cannot walk
他需要我们成为他的手成为他的脚来帮助他拿帮助他做跑腿的
They need us now to become their hands and their feet
可是我们能够服侍他好像他们以前这样的服侍我们吗
But are we able to serve them as they have served us in the past?
可是最重要的需要就是心灵的需要。
But the most important need is that of the soul.
心灵啊。
The heart.
请看箴言二十三章。
Proverbs 23.
25节。
Verse 25. Proverbs 23, verse 25. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice.
箴言讲得很好。
Proverbs has said very right.
你要使父母欢喜。
Let your father and your mother be glad.
使生你的快乐。
And let her who bore you rejoice.
这个使就是你要想办法。
Let is that means you have to think of ways and means.
你要去了解。
You have to understand.
怎么样才能够让他们快乐起来？
How you can allow them to be glad?
今天的新加坡是个富裕的，可以算是一个富裕的国家。
Today Singapore can be considered to be a prosperous country.
所以在生活的需要或者是身体的服饰都不是一个很大的问题。
And so for the daily necessities and for physical ailments, bodily service, there isn't much problem.
但是我们的父母因为不愁吃不愁穿，有病危不是不。父母来看顾他，是不是他就生活得很好呢？
But does it mean that if our parents have food to eat and clothes to wear and have servants serving them, they are leading a very good life?
也许在肉体上是好了。
Perhaps it may be good in a physical sense.
可是你跟我都清清楚楚知道。
But you and I know very clearly.
生活好不只是在物质上、身体上好而已。
Living a good life is not...Just in a physical sense.
最重要是心里面能够快乐，能够满足，能够平安。
But what's most important is your heart is glad, has peace, and can be happy.
每一年的母亲节啊，我看最热闹的就是这一些报纸上的广告。
And every year, Mother's Day, you'll find advertisements in newspapers to be the most exciting.
服装店说，孝敬母亲就是为她添一件新装。
The boutique will say that.To be filial to your parents, to your mother, you have to make a dress for her.
你看今天的早报，那个奥奇的广告说，穿上奥奇高级衣服，肯定让你的母亲心开。
There was an advertisement this morning.
动心，动心。
Okay, they say that let your mother wear this certain brand of clothes, and then her heart will surely be moved.
我忘记是新开还是动心，我下去下面找不到，那你们可以去看一看。穿上奥奇高级衣服，
to wear this high class branded clothes，
妈妈真的心会开了吗？
Will the mother's heart truly be open？
护中边说，孝敬妈妈就是让你妈妈看起来更漂亮一点。
The beauty parlor says that if you honor your mother, then you will allow her to look more beautiful.
那我们看那些礼品店跟那个餐馆或者酒店啊，都有特别的特价优待。
And you look at the gift shops, the restaurants, they all have their special things to attract them.
孝敬妈妈就真的在母亲节这一天买一份礼物，给她吃一顿丰富的一餐，买一件奥奇高级服装给她吗？
So if Mother's Day is just this one day whereby you buy her a special gift, you treat her to a sumptuous meal and to allow her to wear this branded goods.
如果你说如果不是这样，那还要怎样？
If you say if this is not so, then what else do you want?
这样就已经很好了。
This is very, very good.
好。那么你的妈妈如果只是在儿童节那一天才对你好一点，才爱护你，你有什么感想呢？
How will you feel if your mother only treats you?Special during Children's Day.
你能够说，妈妈，你为什么只有在儿童节才对我好呢？
Will you say, Mother, why do you only treat me good during Children's Day?
那妈妈也用你的话回答说，如果不这样，那你还想要怎么样？
And your mother will use the same words and say, if this is not so, what else do you want?
你是清清楚楚知道的。
You know this very clearly.
如果只有母亲节这一天才来孝敬母亲。怎么会让母亲开心呢？
If we only honor our mothers during Mother's Day, how can we allow her heart to be glad?
说明在每天的生活里面都能够关心她。
So we should be concerned for her in every day of her life.
了解她的需要。
To understand her needs.
让她的心灵快乐。
To allow her heart to be glad.
这些不是物质可以弥补的。
And these are things which cannot be solved with physical
faith. 用我们对他的尊敬，对他的感激。
It is through our respect and our thanksgiving towards her.
你知道孔子讲到孝心的时候，他怎么说吗？
You know what Confucius said when he talks about filial piety?
很多人认为孝敬父母就是供养父母。
Many people equate piety with providing for the parents.
给他不用愁吃，不用愁穿，不用愁住。
So that they need not worry about what to eat, what to wear, and where to stay.
但是孔子不同意。
But Confucius did not agree with this.
他说如果这个叫做孝顺。
He said that if this is filial piety,
那么我们养狗、养牛、养马，还不是一样给他吃、给他住？
And isn't it the same as us having the horses or the cows, providing them for food and lodging?
这里面也给狗穿衣服啊，不过在英国那个狗是有穿衣服的。
Here the dogs not wear clothes, but in England, dogs indeed wear clothes.
那你只是给父母吃住穿，那养狗跟养父母有什么分别？
But you just only provide for the food for your mother and clothing for your mother and lodging for your mother. Then isn't it the same as you're treating a dog?
他说真正的孝敬父母是对内心对他的尊敬。
True filial piety is from the heart and your respect towards her.
感激她的恩情。
To thank her for her grace towards you.
我们不是在垃圾堆中长大的。
We did not grow up in a rubbish bin.
我们也不是在工厂制造出来的。
And we are not manufactured in factories.
我们是父母生我们下来。
We are given birth to our parents.
又辛辛苦苦把我们养大的。
Who has toiled and labored to bring us up.
那个时候的生活环境比我们现在的生活环境更加的艰难。
And the time, the days, the days that we grew up is indeed much harder than life today.
他们就是在那种艰难的日子里面把我们养大，供给我们读书，我们才有今天的成就的。
And it is through those difficult times that they have brought us up, they allow us to study so that we have the success that we have today.
单单这一点已经值得我们对他的尊敬和感激了。
And with just this one point, it's already enough for us to honor and respect her and to thank her.
所以在他们的晚年，在他们的软弱的日子里面，
so in their latter years, in their years of weakness,
我们不是更应该的好好的来尊敬她，孝敬她吗？
All the more should not we honor and respect them?
如果天天是儿童节，我相信儿童是最开心的。
If every day is Children's Day, I believe that the children will be very happy.
同样的，天天是母亲节。 母亲才是真正开心的。
And if every day is Mother's Day, then mothers will truly be happy.
不一定天天都要送她去酒店，天天都要送她一份礼物，天天都要买一件奥体的衣服给她穿。
It's not that you have to buy a branded clothes for her every day and bring her to restaurants every day and to the hotels every day.
只是对她的尊敬，对她的感激，对她的关怀。
But rather your respect. And your thanksgiving towards her and your care for her.
所以我们要听主耶稣的话。
So we have to listen to the words of Jesus.
看你的母亲。
Behold your mother.
你有常常看你的母亲吗？
Do you always look at your mother?
你有多久没有回去看看你的母亲吗？
How long have you not returned to look at your mother?
我们真的忙到连打一个电话给他们都没有吗？
Are we so busy that we do not even find time to make a call to her?
真的是那么忙吗？
Are we so busy?
也许你说我天天都在看我的妈妈。
Or you may say, I look at my mother every day.
但是你看清楚了吗？
But have you seen clearly?
你看到她脸上的忧伤跟那种恐惧吗？
Do you see her anxiousness and her fear?
你看到她脸上的寂寞、孤单那一种的神情吗？
Do you see the loneliness that she has?
有些人很幸运， 他还有妈妈可以看。
Some people are very fortunate that they still have their mothers to look at.
但有一些的妈妈已经不在，你想看也看不到。
But some do not have their mothers around with them any longer, and even if they want to take a look, they are unable to do so.
因此主耶稣说，
Hence Jesus said,
趁着你妈妈还在的时候，
while your mother is still around,
看你的妈妈。
Behold your mother.
不要等到子欲看而母不在才来后悔。
Do not wait until that you want to take a good look at your mother when your mother is not around.
所以在母亲节在临之前，我以主耶稣的这一句话，看你的母亲，就我们大家彼此的勉励。
So before Mother's Day, I'd like to make use of this topic. Behold, your mother for mutual salvation.
让我们大家听主的话。
Let us listen to the words of Jesus.
看你的母亲。
Behold, a mother.